me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We had a guy out yesterday to check out the HVAC.
Okay.
Speaking of Reliable Heating and Air. You know, you got to get right before the summer. Got to make sure everything's okay. Yeah. So we had to get one little part of it had to get replaced, which is fine. No big deal. And some cleaning. And Boone, you know, he protects the house.
Yeah.
But he's always been real cool.
Right.
He's always been real cool. Mm-hmm. Like, my phrase to people when he barks at them when they come to the house is, just let him sniff you. He'll be okay.
Right.
And that's been true 100% of the time.
Not this time.
Till yesterday.
Whoa.
Yep. Just a little nip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the guy was cool about it.
Hell no.
He was cool about it.
And I know Boone's the sweetest boy ever.
He's a very nice dog.
He's a sweet boy.
I blame Jack. I think Jack has radicalized him.
Really?
Yeah. Because Boone was the calmest. I mean, whatever. He barks at people when they come close to the house. He's got a big bark. Probably big. He's not like a small dog, but he's not like your dog is a huge dog.
Yes.
He's not as big as Nico. But if you didn't see him and you just heard him behind the door, you might, oh, that's a big-ass dog in
right.
there. I better not break into that
right.
house. But yeah, I never really did that. But the Jack's always in his face, smacking him and pulling his ears. So I think he just kind of had enough. Took it out on the HVAC guy.
Damn humans.
The guy was cool about it, though. He's like, oh, that just got me a little bit. It's no big deal. We were so scared.
I know,
like,
it.
Like, oh, God, what's this guy going to do?
I was swearing.
I know. Like, what's he going to do? Oh, I hope he's okay. And he was like, we got dogs at home. I was like, God. Thank God you feel that way.
Get the umbrella calls, Andy. I'm telling you, man. It covers dog bites and everything.
Get the what?
Oh,
yeah, tell me off the air. All right, got a lot of phone calls, so we'll start with Tababi in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so the other day I was talking to, like, an associate. It's not, like, a friend of mine, but it's, like, a friend of my wife's, and you know how that is. You know you're trying to play nice.
Okay.
But the dude said something that did not sit right with me. He said he had to babysit his kids, and that's just a red flag.
Yeah.
What's one of the things that, you know, you can, like, somebody says in conversation, and that's just kind of your kicker to, like, I don't really jive with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Randy, for your point earlier about where you're from, I've always heard it's called the Macon-Dixon line. Oh, everything right. below Macon, South Georgia.
That's so first time. That's my first time ever hearing that.
Huh.
I've never heard the Macon-Dixon line.
It's a creative title.
Yeah, that's my first time ever hearing that. And that irritates the hell out of me when dad say I got to babysit my kids.
Yeah, me too.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Them your damn kids.
Those are your children.
Yes, they're your children.
You're
you ain't
just
babysitting
parenting.
Them, okay?
You're just parenting.
Oh, so irritating.
So what's something someone says that could give you an indicator that you don't really mess with them? That's a great question.
Man.
There's a lot of them.
I'm so... but see, mine are... See, yeah, you know, you can tell, you can attest to this, because my wife can also. I've gotten less... what I'm looking for? I'm less offensive when I talk about stuff that bothers me, because people are like, well, Randy, why did that bother you? Because I do it. So I've gotten better at steering away from that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do, because I got a lot on my mind, Buck.
Okay.
And this question, I got a lot on my mind.
Yeah, Sam.
But no,
Sam.
I'm not. Because
I have one that I don't know how to explain.
I'm going to stay out of that.
I don't know how to explain it, and it might not be a good thing, but I think this is the one that came to mind. I don't know if you know that people do this,
yeah.
But sometimes, like, when I'll be having a conversation, like, if you're talking to somebody who may not have the same, I don't know, general outlook on stuff
okay.
as I do,
okay.
and if we're talking, like, if I'm ever talking one-on-one with a white person, I don't know if this has ever happened, you probably not. But if I'm ever
talk to a white person every day.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like, because you're not a white person, so I don't know
okay.
if white people
okay,
do
okay.
this to black people when okay. there's black people around. But if I'm ever talking one-on-one with a white person and there's no black people around,
uh-huh.
and they want to talk about, they're going to talk about a black person, if they whisper black, then I know. Have you ever heard someone do that before? Because white people do that sometimes. Like, they'll be like,
yeah.
they'll be like, yeah, we were at the park and there was a lot of black people, and they'll whisper it. And then I'm like, Well, I know I don't mess with this person because they thought they had to whisper black. Did you know that white people do that?
No, I didn't.
Sometimes
know that.
They do.
Because why would a white...
And if they whisper it, then you know you don't mess with
them. Yeah, why would a white person whisper black to me, though?
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's why I assume that never happens. But that's something just to let black people know.
Yeah.
There's white people out there whispering black. I don't know why they do it, but it's a good indicator that there's other things that they have in their mind that I don't agree with.
I got you.
Yeah, we were at the restaurant. It was pretty good, but there was a lot of black. There.
Yeah, I don't mess with people like that.
Okay, neither do I.
Yeah, exactly.
Neither do I. But that's the one that came to mind when Tobabi asked that question. I also got to teach you something that people do sometimes. Don't whisper it. Just say it. All right. Rock the Laundry Man is on the south side.
Damn, Rock.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How's it going? If somebody says they don't like football or dogs, I know I don't mess with them.
There you go. That was probably a better example.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's my question. There's this thing going around on social media about could 100 people beat a silverback gorilla?
No.
Yep.
So my question is, if you had 100 people and they were all made up of a defensive line of three NFL teams or even just five players and they were all cloned, what five players would you pick to be 100 that could beat a silverback gorilla?
Right. That's the question. That's the question. Because like 100 regular people, there's just a 0% chance. Clone the baddest human that ever lived. Who is it? Who's the guy?
I'm gonna tell you.
The toughest physical. Nah, but you know, like a big. You know, I don't know who it is. Who is it?
Oh, God. Andre the Giant?
Maybe.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, Gorilla would just have their way with Andre.
Yeah,
honestly, Ogden.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody like that.
I was going to say Jason Statham.
Lawrence Taylor.
No, Statham's too slow. Brock Lesnar might be, realistically, a solid.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar ain't got a neck in the damn gorilla with snappy.
Oh, I'm aware. Oh, I'm aware of this. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, just in terms of big, athletic, fight.
That was my point was, pick whoever the guy is.
Yes.
Clone him 100 times.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The gorilla's going to win.
He's getting his ass whipped.
Yeah. Just go. This is a great endorsement for Zoo Atlanta. It's a wonderful zoo.
It is.
Incredibly nice zoo right down there in Grant Park. What's Grant Park Zoo? They have a really good gorilla exhibit, which we love to go look at whenever we're there.
You want to make it a great gorilla exhibit? Get 100
people
in there.
Just go look at them and then come back to this question.
Even make sure you go by the silverback encampment because they keep silverbacks away from all the rest of them.
Yeah. Why do they do that, Bo? Why?
I'm pretty sure the silverbacks will kill all the other gorillas.
Yes.
Because even a whole bunch of other gorillas couldn't beat up a silverback.
I saw a video where that dude jumped up and pounded his chest. I don't want to be number 89.
No.
Because that's the thing about it is there's going to be at least 25 of them that's going to get killed.
In an instant.
Yes.
In an instant.
Good. I'm good.
A quarter of the humans are gone in a snap. Then what? Because if nothing happened, I mean, still going to beat the other 75, but the first 25 are going to be dead before they knew it. You know? And I'm not doing it.
Remember that the Von Erichs in that claw? Yeah. He's going to rip your face off.
Yeah. He could probably kill three or four people at once.
Yeah, go home.
Or he slaps you and takes your head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's being slapped around by this gorilla.
A gorilla slap?
I heard this earlier. Like, somebody's going to get knocked out by The gorilla's going to hit you in the head, and your head's going to come off your shoulders.
Kimbo, I love me some Kimbo slice.
Give me 100 Kimbo slices.
I love me some Kimbo slice.
It's over in 10 minutes.
Yes. I love it, Kimbo.
It's
love
over
Kimbo.
In 10 minutes.
Kimbo got winded about 22 seconds in every fight, though.
Again, pick your guy. Clone him. It doesn't matter. Dan is in Sandy Springs. Hey, Dan.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Dan.
So y'all talk about the silverbacks and stuff. It just kind of made me... I got a question. It kind of made me think about something, even from the morning show this morning.
Okay.
Mark Henry and a silverback. Who's winning that fight?
The silverback. He will crush Mark Henry. And Mark Henry is the strongest man in the world. Everything. Mark Henry, he will.
Clone him 100 times.
He will kill
him.
He'll
beat 100 of them.
You said he'll kill him, huh?
Yes.
He would kill him.
And I love Mr. Mark Henry.
Yeah,
he will crush him.
This isn't a slight against any human or any group of humans. We just talk about a different deal here.
For sure. Just kind of made me think about how big and, you know, being the world's strongest man. I said, I wonder if he has enough finesse to probably be able to take out a silverback.
What's up, Dan?
Being my fellow Seattleite, brother.
Okay.
I'm also from Seattle as well. How do you feel about the Jalen Milroe pick, man?
Oh, I love the Jalen Milroe pick. They got him a little bit later, and now, I mean, Darnold is really only on like a 1 year contract.
Yeah,
it's really only a 1 year contract. So you get him in there, you let him learn the system, all that kind of stuff, and then you give him a real chance to compete for it next year. I think it's great. I think it's a good value pick. I don't know how it's going to work.
Who knows?
I think in terms of value, though, I think it's really smart. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? I'm in a bad part of town. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but a couple things. Randy Mack, I've never heard anybody ask you in the last couple of years that I've listened, who's the one person on the earth that reminds you the most of yourself? You know, like grown man wise.
Great question. That's a great.
And then, dang, I had a couple more. I'll hit one serious one. Okay. I tell y'all once a year, man. Mental health is a serious thing, and if there's dudes out there struggling, you know, reach out to another dude, man. You ain't got to be too, you know, you ain't got to be too strong and headstrong to talk about your sickness or whatever. So we'll just put that one out there.
Thank you, Mason. Appreciate it. Good message.
Person that reminds me the most of me is I'll be picking him up by 2:30.
I was going to say,
yes.
The 3-year-old,
there's
right?
A 3-year-old, yes. There's a 3-year-old that God has blessed me with. That is nothing but me in a miniature body. That dude is, yes, he is definitely me.
Do you think that, I mean, look, it's going to be amazing no matter what.
Yes.
It's your son. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Do you think that is something that God did just to kind of test you a little bit?
Yes.
Just to be like, all right, tough guy.
Yep.
You passed all the other tests, you know. Because he's not, you know,
he's
the last one.
Oh, he's the one.
Right, he's the last
one.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the final boss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because all the other ones are various, you know, iterations of sweet, this, obviously, whatever. Like, you know.
Not this cat.
They sent the last one.
Yep.
All right, now you got to face yourself.
Yeah, man. This last, dog, it's this one, that one now. That one now. Like, what? That one now? Yes, sir. That damn Sebastian.
That's great.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
That's awesome.
That's the one right there.
Ham's in Hampton. Hey, Ham.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I got three quick things.
All right.
First question is, if you guys had to make a bet in Vegas today, how many games do you think the Braves are going to win with the return of Ronald Acuña? That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Randy Mack, did you have a draft party?
Yes.
And how many people attended?
Okay.
And then number three, if you guys Google UGK, Underground Kings Apparel, they have a T-shirt. I bought one like 12 years ago. Because they had that song, Quit Hating the South, and it's got all the states that are considered the South on the front.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I love that. They had,
they still got the UGKmerch.com.
Yeah, they do. But it's like one song, and I cannot think off the top of my head. If y'all remember it, it got the hook. You everything I do. It's like a Jodeci bit, but it's Bun B talking about all the Southern rappers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it.
You're Everything?
Yeah, Everything. You're Everything. Thank you. Yes.
They don't sell that shirt anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, they got some good shirts on there.
Yes.
UGK All Day, RIP Pimp C.
Okay.
Other goods, but they don't have that the Southern map, unfortunately.
Yeah,
draft party?
Yes, I had a draft party. Everybody who was at my house on Saturday. Hi, Carl Dukes. Everybody who was at my house on Saturday was at my draft party, and it was probably about four or five of my homeboys, Big George and all of them was there. And then when I didn't go in the first day, everybody who was at the cookout came back.
Because it was 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody at the cookout was there, came back, and then all my boys came back.
How did it used to be? It was the first round.
First 3 rounds.
First 3 rounds, and then, okay, and then the rest on the next day. Okay, got it. Then what was the first question? He had three.
Oh, wins when Ronald Acuña gets back.
Oh, all right. So if they're going to say they win today. They're 500 at the beginning of May. There's a lot of different ways to get to 500. They took the hard way, but they got to 500. I think they could still win 90 games this year.
Are we expecting Ronald Acuña to be Ronald Acuña as soon as he gets back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the standard, right?
Is it? When you're coming off another?
I don't know. What do you expect?
Did you remember how he?
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
So what are you expecting?
I think he's going to eventually be good. I just think it's going to be a process.
It'll take a little time.
Yeah, take a little time.
Yeah. They're already like, if they play the way they played the last 3 weeks, they're gonna win 90 games.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Like, they were on a 100-win pace the last 3 weeks.
I just think
they just got off to a horrible start.
I just think he's going to be
take a little time to ramp up.
I do.
But
I
then
believe.
By the end of the season, hopefully
he'll be ready to roll.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My boy Andy dropped this dime. The downfall of society begins with the individual.
Yeah.
Solid.
So behave yourself.
Yes, solid.
Smoking Joe Patrick, Peloton rider.
Yeah, man.
I might go get on the Peloton this afternoon now, thanks to that.
Those are very pricey. That shows you where, like...
No, they're not. They're trying to...
I guess you can find one on giveaway.
They're giving them away now.
They got them at the YMCA.
They're giving them away.
Joe's all about that life.
Going over there to the Y.
Grant called the Colorado Rockies a complicated menagerie.
Yes.
you don't want no fresh-ass bench warmers.
No.
And apparently you get a job at most college bookstores picking up duck poop.
Yeah.
yes. We're all still wondering what a $100,000 ass whooping looks like. And I'm told it gets a little narrower at the tip.
She said.
Some people's. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.